Hey guys, it's Bill and Juliana Rancic here. Welcome back to the Pair Podcast. We have two very special guests. All of you know Dr. Duffy. He's a regular on the podcast. But we have a very special guest, Christopher Spartz. He's a former professional basketball player, a former professional coach. He now runs a coaching camp for kids. He's a motivational speaker. He's also a friend of ours. He's one of my nephew's coaches, so we know him very well. And he tackles a lot of very important issues. So welcome to the podcast, guys. We're going to dive right in. One of the topics that Julian and I have been talking about quite a bit is this everyone wins philosophy, where every kid gets a trophy, whether you win or lose. You know, we went to a soccer game for one of our nieces, and it was Silent Saturday. You weren't allowed to clap or cheer.
Oh, Silent Soccer, just period.
Well, I think it was Silent Saturday we went to. We weren't allowed to coach or I'm sorry, we weren't allowed to clap or cheer when they scored a goal. And everyone got a ribbon, you know, after the game. So how do we teach kids to earn the win rather than having them expect the win every time?
Sure. I think the biggest thing is you need to talk about what does a winner look like in our household? So what is a Rancic winner, right? So that's a number of different qualities that maybe you're teaching them every single day, right? Is this the framework of a winner? It's someone that does the little things all the time, right? And it's someone that does, they're a great teammate. They're very coachable. These are things that they can do every single day. And all of a sudden you're starting to see wins, down the road. So
like defining what a winner is
absolutely.
In your household, is that what you mean? And it's different household to household?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
At what age you start that?
I think you start it as soon as they start playing sports. I think as soon as you start outlining what values you live by and they can understand, I think it's huge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. You see a lot of kids, their care factor is high when they're starting to see success. If you can find success early on in little things, they're going to fall in love with that sport. They're going to work harder to find the success again. Mm-hmm. And so if you're outlining those little things along the way, those values along the way, you'd be blown away with the wins that come along with it.
Dr. Duffy, I see you doing a lot of nodding. Are you in full agreement here?
I am. I actually love that idea that, first of all, that every kid has something to contribute to a team, even if they're not the lead scorer, that, you know, they can be the most fired up kid on the bench. And, you know, and still that makes some kind of contribution and there's some win in that. I love that. I also don't mind, I'll just throw this in as maybe a mild counterpoint, and I think maybe this was your point, Bill. I don't mind the natural consequence of we didn't win this game, so we don't get a ribbon this
time. We're going to work a little harder.
Right, and we're going to be good, sportsmen by shaking hands with the other team, congratulating them on their win, and see what we can learn from that game we just lost, you know, and being really clear, like we have some things to work on and some things to figure out. I think sometimes we do our kids a disservice when everybody gets a medal or everyone gets a trophy. And knowing a lot of young people, I find that that's more to do with parents than it is to kids. You know, like I think we want to see our kids win something, even if they haven't won something. The kids, yeah. Usually it's like, hey, if there's a juice box involved, I'm good to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. A PB&J. But it's interesting. Like I remember when I was young, and I have a pretty bad memory, like when it comes to my childhood or really last week. I just don't have the greatest memory. But I even remember like vividly, I can like remember exactly where I was standing. I remember a hill by the school. Like I remember exactly where I was. And it was one incident, I'm sure of many, but I remember this one, just when we were picking teams. And there were two team captains and they were picking. And like it was getting to the end and I wasn't chosen. And it's a terrible feeling.
That hurts.
It is a terrible feeling. And I think so many of us say, oh gosh, when I was a kid, you know, we didn't get a trophy when we lost. Or, you know, they picked teams and we clapped and cheered. And I turned out great. Well, did you? You know, I mean, that's my question.
Wow.
No. And I'm posing this question. I'm actually putting this on myself. I was one of those people who I say that about everything. Like, Bill, we turned out fine. Look at us. Did we? You know, you have to kind of think about it because, like, are you maybe competitive? as an adult for like no reason? Do you get upset? Do certain things that shouldn't strike a chord and like put you in a bad mood because of maybe things that happened when you were younger? Like, is this new philosophy something that will actually help people later in life to be more confident?
Right.
I don't know the answer, but what I'm saying is that just because when you were a kid, it was a certain way, doesn't mean that way works today or works for everyone.
Well, I think you bring up a good point, Juliana. The adult who says, hey, I turned out okay. I often think like you do, like, I think so. I think if you protest that hard enough, maybe that's not entirely true, right?
Right. Or they have issues that they're dealing with that they're not connecting to certain things in their childhood that maybe had they'd been different, they wouldn't have those issues today.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Really, we got to start at a young age. We got to teach them what success is and what the definition of winning or success is. And how do you build upon that then? So we take the lessons, right? We say, okay, we lost this game, but you know what? You were a great teammate. You passed the ball six times. You did this right. You kind of recognize the great things that he did. But then how do you keep building on that if they keep losing?
That's a great question. And I think the biggest thing you need to do is recognize why they're losing. Mm-hmm. And you know, the reality is, Juliana, you know, I don't know when you got picked last or what sport it was, but you might not have done that sport a whole lot longer, all right? And it probably had nothing to do with your support system at home, right? But it probably turned you into a better you, into a new direction. And so we don't have to fight it as parents, and coaches are, you know, trying to get max out all the kids and all that they do. And that's what we're trying to do as parents, right? Is maximize anything that our child has in whatever is in front of them.
Right.
So maybe the best thing to do is to, you know, look to the next thing and find out what their passion is. Because if they're if they're losing over and over and over again, are they going to continue to do it? Mm-hmm. And maybe the next best thing is, hey, let's go try doing an individual workout with somebody that's greater than me, right? Or somebody that they're going to listen to a little bit differently and is going to build up their spirits in a little different way. Right. So the next time they hit the floor, they're going, win, loss, I'm having too much fun. And I made gains from the last time I stepped out here.
But yeah, like at what point as a parent too, do you like keep pushing, stop pushing? You know, I think that's a question too.
That's the gray area that I think you develop that relationship with your son or your daughter. And you have these real conversations about like what are you struggling with and how can I help you? Why is this not fun for you anymore? And as opposed to, I mean, they're getting so much pressure from their kids on their teams from the school. And I mean, that's a whole nother discussion for another time. But I think that's a discussion that you have to have with your kids.
So do you think every kid should get a trophy and every kid should get a ribbon?
I don't. You earn it. You got to earn it.
You got to earn it.
Dr. Duffy,
agree completely. And I also agree with you, Christopher, about the fun element. Sometimes we put so much pressure on kids and we want them to stick with a certain thing. My son struggled in baseball and we thought, oh, maybe he's just not a very good athlete. And the truth is he really wasn't enjoying it. He ended up playing water polo, which I really wasn't even familiar with when he went to high school. And it turns out they won a state championship.
Wow.
You know, so you never know what's going to work for your kids. But I think if your parental ego and your focus is on like, I want that win, it's not that I want that win for my kid, then I think you can run into trouble, don't you?
You're spot on, man. Spot on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Christopher. Thank you, Dr. Duffy. More from us on the next podcast, but we want to hear your thoughts below. Thanks, everybody.